Abundant Faith, how are you? Good, good, good. That was a great song too by the children, and so thank you all so much. My name is Quentin Brackenridge, and I have the distinct honor and privilege to stand before you. Pastor gave me about maybe 2 hours and 36 minutes, and so I'm only going to take about 15 or so of those minutes, all right? And so, no, seriously, about 15 minutes, and I'll be out of your way, okay? So first of all, I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my life, giving honor to the pastor of this great house, to all the ministers of this house, to all of our dignitaries and special guests. Thank God for allowing me to be here. And it's been a while since I've been here in the house. And so right now, I'm just going to really just kind of give you all just a few things. Pastor called me on, I think it was last Sunday, and he just called to get some updates on my life and what was going on and so forth. And during that time, you know, we started talking about a lot of different topics, and so that kind of led to me sharing some updates on my role at Lincoln College, some of the things that I was doing there at the campus, and also in the community as well. And so we also then talked about the pandemic and how the impacts on college, higher education, and also the impact on students in higher ed during hybrid programs, not being in school, and so forth, and also the effects of students and the generation being involved in the church, okay? And so the way I kind of structured this little message here, you're not going to get a lot of the preaching, the hollering, things like that, all right? I'm just going to give you just some cool little tips, some nuggets, some tools and tips of the trade, and really just to encourage our young people on today. All right, so just let me share a little bit about my story. Again, I said my name is Quentin Brackenridge from the city of Chicago. I have to say the city of Chicago because, you know, sometimes people say, oh, Aurora and these other neighboring areas, and like, oh, no, that's not the city. I'm from the city of Chicago, the south side of Chicago. And so born and raised there. Thank you, all the Chicagoans. born and raised there in the city, and I went away to college at Ashford University in Clinton, Iowa. There is where I obtained my undergrad and also my master's degree. And so in high school, I was definitely very, very involved. I had a mentor to kind of help me through high school. I experienced homelessness in high school. I went through a lot of challenges, kind of living in the shadow of being Little Brackenridge because all of my family went to the same high school. And so it was like, oh, there's Little Brackenridge. And so I had to kind of create my own name in the high school. And so I definitely was very, very involved and did a lot of things in and out of the high schools as well. Also at the high school, I started a male mentoring organization called the Intellectual Young Men of Diet High School. Moving on to college, I went to college in rural Iowa, up in Clinton, Iowa. There I was also very involved, president of 5 organizations, founder of 2. Thank you. I was definitely involved there in at my college and during my college years. I was involved. I was the first college student to serve on the board of directors for Big Brothers Big Sisters there. I was also a youth organizer for a presidential campaign. I studied social science with an emphasis in human services, and I obtained ultimately my master's in organizational leadership. And so post-college, thank you, I appreciate that. Post-college, I worked as a resident manager here in Springfield. I was a residence hall director at Illinois State University. Now I'm the director of Residence Live, and I work with student conduct and student development at my current position. I also, post-college, still am pursuing my music career. And so some of you all that may know me, I am a singer, artist, and recording artist as well. And so, and also mentorship. Throughout all of these years and my experiences, I definitely enjoyed my time mentoring individuals from all over. Today, I actually have one of my mentees here, and so he's here with me on today. And so why does this all matter? Thank you. Appreciate it. Why does this all matter? I know it was a lot about me, right? But the reason why I shared my story to you all was because sometimes it takes for people to see those things in order for them to believe it, right? And so I grew up not necessarily in the best of neighborhoods. I had different challenges and adversaries and things like that, things that I thought was going to stop me on my path. But through it all, I kept my faith in God. I kept rooted and grounded, and I was able to achieve great success. So for those students that are here and those of you all that are here as well, that may be unsure of your future or your next, just be reminded that the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29 and 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So moving on, because I'm not preaching here, as Pastor would say, moving on. All right. I've come to give three different challenges. All right. Challenges to students. Those of you all have accomplished the things that you've accomplished so far. And then also to parents and then also to our community. All right. And so for the students, social scientists have studied over time the range of issues, behaviors, and characteristics of age groups that are commonly known as generations. So you may know a few of these generations. The greatest generation from 1901 to 1924. Silent generation from 1928 to 1945. Baby boomers from 1946 to 1964. Generation X, 1965 to 1980. Millennials, 1981 to 1996. Gen Z, 1997 to present. And there's another, what was it? Did I miss one? Oh, wow. and then Gen Z, 1997 to present time. And then there's one that's kind of creeping up on us, and it's called Generation Alpha, okay? And so those individuals born from 2010s and on, all right? And so there's still more studying of the characteristics and dynamics of the generation. And so let me share a little bit about specifically Generation Z, which is a generation that I work with at the college level and that you all may have even in the church and those that you interact with in the community. So socially, naturally social beings. They spend about 7.6 hours a day or more socializing or multitasking. They prefer to work on multiple tasks at the same time and sometimes uses up to 5 screens at once. They desire independent work hours. 72% want to start their own business, and that's under entrepreneurship. Been educated. They're constantly learning. 1 in 2 projected to have a college education. Philanthropists, those that give back to the community. 93% says that an organization's impact on society affects their decision to be a part of that company. This is all going to make sense in a minute as well. Digital natives, 15.4 hours or more on smartphones and social media. And sometimes that's just a low number because it's probably 24 hours a day that they're on their social media or smartphones. Interactive, 34% are concerned with boosting their people skills. Tech savviness, Google University is where a lot of people just kind of go to and they say, hey, you know, I'm just going to type it in. If I don't know what the answer is, just go to Google University and then they'll get the answer. 66% say that technology makes anything possible. Less focused. Gen Z needs continuous updates and stimulation. Attention span of only 8 seconds, roughly. Cautiousness. Gen Z are a bit more concerned with the use of their time, resources, and their expenses. 57% would rather save than spend. All right, so the challenge I have for all of our students that's in the room, continue to do all these things and more. Spend less time on social media, though, and engage with those who are literally right in front of you. So that's your parents, your support systems, those that you're eating dinner with. Get off your phones. Let's focus. Let's have more of those conversations. yes. Continue to plow away at advancing our technology and find ways to impact the world from your own platform. I think that's very, very important because we have to realize that we may not be able to ever have that large platform that we're impacting it from a celebrity status or the famous TikToker or YouTuber, but you can't impact the world right where you are. All right. Get a mentor, someone to be your cheerleader, someone to be your motivator when you need it, and someone to tell you the outright truth when you need it. And finally, someone to help shape your future and assist you in setting your personal goals for your future. Go to college. Go to trade school. Apply for your dream job. Most importantly, create a pathway that works for you. For our parents, learn your children. Learn your children. Listen to them and learn from them. Understand the factors that are affecting their behaviors. Discipline them. Oops. I'll say that again. Discipline your children as well, all right? Sometimes we have to get back to the basics of that as well, okay? And so give them sound doctrine and a foundation to build upon. If they don't have a firm foundation, a solid foundation to build upon, how can they continue to build? Study their generation characteristics and find ways to tailor to your teachings at home. Lastly, genuinely support them and their dreams and aspirations. To our community members, those who are here and those that may be listening online, commune with the generation of today. Learn their interests, passions, values, and beliefs. Provide jobs and growth opportunities. Respect their independence. Invest in their futures. Practice frequent and effective communication. Train them so well so that they can move on, but treat them even better so that they won't. This will significantly help businesses and community in general. Create development programs that will train, develop, mentor, and empower them. I want to spend a little time here talking about, and I'm almost done here, spend a little time talking about the Brackenridge Leadership Institute. And so this is an institute that is not necessarily created right now, I'll be completely honest, but this is a passion area of mine, okay? And so this is an area that I want to begin to invest. I want to begin to train, develop, mentor, and continue to instill leadership characteristics and skills with our youth of today. And so that's something that I'm working on. I'm definitely looking for opportunities to continue to grow and to learn in what that means to create a leadership institute. And so I just want you all to kind of just stay tuned to that. There's more details to come with that. And so this will be an opportunity for students to come and to gain those skills over a 3-month period in the summertime, and also potentially to earn college credit as well. I want to leave you all with this as I wrap up. First of all, as you see that I have on my academic regalia here, I have on my cap, my tassel, my robe, my master's hood here. The reason why I wore this, and I told Pastor about this, I said, you know, I think it's also important to see it, right? And so when you can see it, you can achieve it, right? But then also, even some of the things that you cannot see tangibly still have the faith, which is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So just because you can't see it doesn't mean you can't achieve it. You have to put your goals, your passions to work and make it happen. All right. I also wore my little gym shoes. This is what kind of keeps me young too, right? I know y'all saw Pastor Doss with his gym shoes on as well. And so, you know, being hip with the crowd and understanding the generation, I think is also important so that way we can have relation with them as well. So I want to leave you all with this poem that I learned over my college years. The poem is called Don't Quit. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, you want to smile, but you have to sigh. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learn. When many a failure turn about, he might have won had he stuck it out. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the cloud of doubt. You never know how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things go wrong that you mustn't quit. And this is my last thing here. I believe the children are the future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children laughter remind us how we used to be. Thank you all so much.